Welcome to Sustainable Voices. I'm your host, Thomas Walsh. I was recently invited to attend a conference on peak oil and food security organised by the Garden of Eden Project. During this conference, we had the opportunity to listen to various groups and individuals that were dealing with the issue of peak oil and food security. Over the next few shows, we will be hearing from those people. In this presentation, we will be hearing from Peter Allen. Peter runs a permaculture design consultancy and teaches many varied courses. He continues his family's tradition of growing rare varieties of fruit and vegetables, as well as poultry and other farm animals in a small farming system. In his presentation, Peter talks about the importance of and the challenges faced when working to preserve heritage varieties. You're listening to Peter Allen.
My name is Peter Allen. I'm from Permaculture Melbourne, and Graham and I are going to go through a couple of initiatives that have run with Permaculture Melbourne for quite a while. One is the Heritage Fruits Group, and the other one is about our farmers' markets. So, without these pictures, this would have been fairly poor presentations. That's why we've moved it. Okay, Heritage Fruit Group are collectors and conservators of old fruit tree varieties for Southeast Australia. Some of us also get into a bit of tropical stuff. Our intention is to save any variety from Granny's backyard favourite to a key indicator variety that will be used and involved in future breeding programs, such as the breeding of Pink Lady. The people that did that came and collected pollen from Petty's Orchard office recently to develop the next lot of apples. We're collectors and... Okay, these are just a couple of varieties. We run grafting days, and it really annoys me to see people come and ask for the varieties that are in the supermarkets when they come to a day, when there are so many beautiful apples. So we encourage you to come along to the Petty's Open Day in the last weekend in March and have a look at some of these. We have 120 on display, which you'll see a bit later. But some varieties here, Bat Seedling, Starking High Early, Pitmaston Pineapple, a fantastic apple, and King Cole, one of Graham's favourites. But there are so many different varieties of apples around. Okay, why do you think, or who do you think will keep these old varieties alive? The government? Business? The answer, unfortunately, the answer is you and me. The government don't have any money or the resources to keep the collections maintained. Businesses look after what is popular or fashionable, such as the pears the last couple of years, the flowering ones, and what they have the PVR rights on, plant variety rights. We won't get into the story of neem, but they're trying to take, the Americans are trying to take neem as if they own it, even though it's been used for 4,000 years in India. These are some of the bunch who care. Everyone who is a member of Permaculture Melbourne is a member of Heritage Fruits Group, but then a lot of us get out there and actually do a lot more. We run the grafting days and dig root stocks and graft trees and all this sort of stuff for people and teach them for free how to graft and how to do this yourself. Everything Graham and I are talking about, we spend our time trying to put ourselves out of business. Everything we do, we're trying to do that, but we keep getting more people all the time. In the 1920s, you could buy 621 apple varieties direct from a farmer in Victoria. By the 1990s, the supermarkets were selling just four. So guess what? The farmers are growing. In 2005, 140 plums were bulldozed at Bathurst Research Station. We were notified, and we've hopefully over 2 years saved most of those varieties. Around 80 or 90 of those will be the only people in Australia who have that. In 2006-07, we've been notified that 200 peaches, 100 nectarines and 67 apricots are next to go. So we're going to have to learn new skills. We're going to move from grafting into budding this year, and we're going to try and get them all budded onto a farm so that we can at least keep the varieties and then propagate them into your backyards over the future. Our events and activities, we run grafting days, open days at the Petty's Orchard Festival, which some of you may have been to, including tasting and displays of up to 120 apple varieties. We have information tents at alternative festivals, SLF, things like that. We have websites and more to come in 2006-07. There's some new stuff going to happen with our additional responsibilities we're taking on. We're going to have some changes, and people keep ringing me and thinking we do things, so we're going to have to start doing them. Okay, the Petty's Open Days. This gentleman there is Louis Glowinski with his book. We have a lot of people who come along and help out with Heritage Fruits who offer their knowledge and that for talks and things like that. and their skills. This is one of the tents. You see all the varieties in the tent there that we had on display that day to taste. Sylvia, my wife, usually is in there ordering everyone about in the tasting tent. This is all run by volunteers, mainly from Permaculture Melbourne. And as I said, we have about 80 varieties to taste fresh that are actually ripe. This is 80 out of the collection from one of the years, just showing you the diversity and the colours of the apples. We also had a problem where we had lots of waste. We can either go along with a mulcher and mulch it all at the orchard, or we can get back to preserving. And people often say to me, oh, do you make non-alcoholic cider? And I just say to them, why? Adam and Karen here are just amazing in their knowledge of making alcohol of all forms. And it's developed into actually now through my classroom, Adam and I run a Sly Grog Night. First Monday night of every month, we run Sly Grog Nights, and we actually produce all sorts of old fruits. I think this year I made 9 different wines out of fruit. And we actually, this year, I think we have to drink, my wife and I don't drink that much, I drink a lot more than her, but we have to drink a bottle of red a day, and probably 4 litres of cider a day if we go on our production we're looking at. I also have a collection of, I have 17 cider varieties at the moment, and I've found 7 more in Australia, so all up we'll have 24 true cider varieties. Everything else can be used to up the production. But getting back to the story, reason why I talked about cider, it's not a love of mine at all. It was about using the waste. And in this climate here, it's not as bad as, say, if you move north and you've got fruit fly and things to contend with. But here, we turn it into something that's useful and can be stored for long periods of time. And these are just some of the varieties. Things like the Red Delicious are absolutely useless for cider. It's thin, watery when you juice it. These things here provide some of the things, otherwise you need to provide them from grapes, like grape tannin and stuff to give it body. So these give it the acid, the sweetness, the tannins. Anyway, enough on cider. Grafting days are held yearly. We hold one at Petty's Orchard, which is our big event. We then have series at Collingwood Children's Farm, Healesville, and then at my place in Monbulk. The last two are held at Graham and my place is where we have the Petty's collection for apples with 200 varieties, but we also have private collections. And there's a real problem in they keep wanting to bulldoze, you know, collections. So it's really a problem for us in the future where to go to. But so what we're trying to do is get things into people's backyards. Graham documents all of that and has huge piles of papers. So if you lose a variety, we can go back to someone and get a little stick, a little bit of sign, and we're back in business again and we can maintain it. If we don't, people like Petty's are probably the only ones, people like Fleming's are probably the only ones capable of bringing stuff back. And, of course, if they bring it back, they want to own it. So the varieties that went to America are Claps Pink and Claps Red, which are Sundowner and Pink Lady. They own the rights in USA where they're grown. We, at Petty's Orchard, we have the first 6 rows of demonstrations. So there's trellises, there's also, you know, different ways of growing a fruit tree, from the European vase, central leader, and then the trellis systems. Then we have another 10 rows of other varieties. So in total, we have 200 apples. And I'm talking about apples here only because there is so much information and we have so much happening. All this applies right across to everything else. We need to start growing this stuff in our own place to have the security. Currently in our collections, we have 419 apples. We have 150 plums, pears, I'm not sure. I've just taken on the job to document that. 24 nashies, a few cherries. A local farmer has over 50 varieties, so we're trying to get in contact with him and see if he'll share with us. Figs, berries, quinces. Soon we'll have the 200 peaches, 67 apricots, and as many as we can of nectarines. Just some of the varieties. This picture, you can't see it as good as it, but this is called Blue PMA, and it has a deep maroon apple with a blue blush. When you walk along the thing, you see this blue dusty thing over the top. Absolutely beautiful apple to eat. Why would you want to eat a Red Delicious? This is Fuji, has a weeping habit. I'm not sure whether the Fuji tree really has a weeping habit naturally or because it just bears a couple of fruit. But every time you see them, like when you see them in the rows of petties, they're pendulous out into the aisle. Different varieties are grown for lots of different reasons. There's lots of uses for apples, just like there is for potatoes and for dogs, you know. There's different uses, different breeds, or different species for different uses. Prima is a very good apple scab-resistant variety, suitable for organic growers. I know Fleming's have got 40 varieties of this that they're trialling to see what ones might best suit our climates. And then you have other things like Blenheim Orange down there is an absolute beautiful apple. If you can get it, you can probably buy it at Petty's.
Time.
Okay. All right, and has fantastic flavours and beautiful crunch. You can do something to help here too. This back fence has 10 trees I put in there with 18 varieties on a 16-metre back fence in a city block. So you can do something about it. You don't have to have a big orchard. And some people would call this utopia. I don't know if you can see that picture properly. If you go to permaculturepirates.org, you'll see this picture properly. People have actually posted things asking, is it real? Did I manufacture it? And I'm going to hand over to Graham. It's not just about heritage fruits. You see some of the diversity there. Thank you.
That was Peter Allen. You've been listening to Sustainable Voices, the show that explores the landscape of sustainability and its people. For more information on this show and for an archive of previous shows, go to www.whitepage.com.au/sustainablevoices. Thanks for listening.